Pow! Bam! Free candy? Local comic book creators talk shop. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, we check mics and set up screens with a local audiovisual expert.
Going from just analog to digital projectors to laser projectors. So you just got to stay on top of the technology.
But first, for the past several years, two area teachers have been creating and publishing a comic book series entirely on their own. With that experience, they're now teaming up with friends to help provide a boost to other comic book creators in the region. Daniel Cottle talked with some of the creative minds behind a new local venture called Free Candy Publishing.
Over the years promoting his self-published comic, Ace Knuckles has learned the art of what he calls circus barking.
How's it going?
Good.
Have you gotten your free button? Got cute stuff, not cute stuff, and it's all promo for my comic books.
He's traditionally used buttons with popular characters on them as a way to draw people to his booth at Comic-Cons and free comic book day events like this one.
It is shockingly hard to sell comics at a Comic-Con. Like, it is so much more difficult than you'd think it would be.
But now, his free buttons are exclusively themed after comics published by himself and his friends, a step he felt confident taking after the time he spent promoting them locally.
So off of a 6-cent button, I make 20, 30, 40 bucks selling my comic books. Plus, you know, people come and they ask us and I get to tell them the story, and it's a great way to get people in.
Ace writes a comic called Magnus the Brave with Kansas City-based artist Chris Rao. It follows the title hero as he tries to learn the origins of his powers. The two are now joining forces with other local creators to launch a new publishing company. It's called Free Candy Publishing, a bit of a joke about Ace's soliciting of free buttons at comic conventions.
Bam. Always made fun of me that I was just the creepy man yelling at kids, trying to get them to come over and get in the van. He was like, we should just call it Free Candy Publishing.
The BAM he's referring to is Brian BAM Hunter, owner of Wizard's Alley in downtown Wichita. He's a co-founder of Free Candy.
The comic industry is weird. It's either you know somebody and break in, or you go and just do your own thing and have fun with it. And I'm at the aging point to where I'm just going to go have fun with it and do my own thing.
Ace, BAM, and others in the group envision a cooperative venture where creators retain all the rights to their ideas while Free Candy assists with printing, publishing, and marketing. They picture artists, writers, and other creatives using Free Candy as a sort of talent portfolio to find collaborators with clear rates for their services. If it works out, BAM says it could be a win for all involved.
I'm not really worried about slaving over a table to work for Marvel, DC, and to be able to tell my own stories and own my own characters is where it's at for me.
Free Candy is in its early stages, but already has branding, merch, and a social media presence. Ace says the group hopes to move toward an LLC and eventually incorporate more artists into the fold, or get them in the van, as he likes to joke.
Our main goal is just helping people put cool stuff out there so that it's not just dominated by Marvel and DC.
For The Range, I'm Daniel Cottle.
There's more of Daniel's story at KMUW.org. Ed Hope knows a thing or two about setting up microphones, projectors, monitors, soundboards, and lighting systems at corporate events and music venues. He's the owner of Audiovisual Services in Wichita, which started in 2003. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles caught up with Ed at the Wichita Hyatt Regency, where he was checking the mics.
Check 1, 2, mic test, 1, 2.
In a large ballroom, Ed Hope checks the mics.
Test, okay. I think that's good.
What does it take from start to finish, like the particular job you're working on today?
We have to set up projectors. We have laser projectors. We have digital projectors. We got to set up big screens, sometimes TVs. We have digital consoles, video switchers, monitors, cameras, mics, special lighting, stage lighting, anything that involves a corporate event, pipe and drape, lighting up the pipe and drape, or the, you know, all
pipe and drape?
Yeah, like the big drape that goes behind you when you're on the stage, and then you light it up whatever color they want, you know.
Yeah, I can see the blue lights on that.
Yeah. And it gives it a little black tie feel to it, yeah. One of the largest events that we do every year is Kansas Rural Water, Kansas Municipal. It's usually between 3,500 and 4,500 people there, and we've been doing that event for about 20 years. It's all a Century 2 exhibition, concert hall, and all of the Hyatt ballrooms. It's a really big event. You know, I've had to use a diesel once a year to get all our stuff here, but typically now we just use two or three vans.
How has the business changed over the years? You started in 2003, now working with streaming.
Yeah, like this event here, we're going to be streaming live. They got a bunch of people there streaming all over the country, too. Yeah, that's the main thing I think that's changed, other than the technology of the projectors going from just analog to digital projectors to laser projectors and, you know, and so on. So you just got to stay on top of the technology, kind of like the mixers. Like this is a Midas. We use an M32 digital console. But I used to use the old analog boards. But the new consoles, once I set it up, I can save it. Like this whole event, once it's set, I'll save it. So when I come back next year to do it, guess what I do? I push one button, bam, everything's set up already.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's the cool thing.
And what skills are most important to be successful?
I think if you really like to do it, like I said, I just built a studio. We just put a new SSL console in there. To me, that's a big deal.
What's an SSL console?
Solid State Logic. It's a digital console. When I was younger, I always dreamed about getting one. I finally got one. Anyway, so this AV stuff, it's work. It is work because you got to move all equipment. But I enjoy it. Long as the client's happy and I get the stuff done, which is why I'd say we still have that AAA star rating because all our clients stick with us because clients first. That's it.
You keep them happy.
I keep them happy.
Carla Echols brings us thoughtful stories about community every month on In the Mix. You can read more of Carla's story on Ed Hope at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on pacing yourself. We took the dogs to the vet recently, and our older lab, Raina, tipped the scales at more than 100 pounds. We adopted Raina from a local breeder when her breeding career was done, and let's just say the old girl is enjoying her retirement. Her favorite activities include relaxing on the couch, relaxing in the yard, relaxing on the patio, and eating. And hey, no judgment here, because I enjoy all of those things. But the vet urged us to cut back on treats and get moving, so we did. While my husband trains for a 5K, Raina and I are on the couch to 2K plan. Our walks are slow, but getting faster. Our facial expressions are similar, somewhere between resigned and hostile. But step by step, we're doing it. Can we get a treat now? Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.